It's 25 minutes past five. It's Cambridge 105, and it's time to welcome Jamie, our Cambridge 105 Drive chef, back to the studio. He was here a couple of weeks ago for his first visit on this show. Went down so well, he's back again. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Nice to meet you. It's on
great,
air.
Great to be back.
You brought sandwiches, which is always very welcome. Thank you for that.
No problem.
Are they homemade ones?
They're very homemade, and they're very they're part of the new afternoon tea range that we're doing at the Bedford Lodge Hotel, and we've revamped our whole menu, and I just thought I might bring you some that were spare down, really. So
oh, excellent.
Give you a taste of what Brilliant. You could expect there.
Well, I shall eat mine once the show's finished, and the ones that are in the office, I've already told Neil, so they'll be gone within 5 minutes of him turning up, I'm sure. Today we're going to talk about meal planning and healthy eating and growing your own food and supporting local suppliers and all that sort of stuff. Now, I used to do this a lot. When I lived with my parents, I used to plan what we were going to eat pretty much on a weekly basis and was very meticulous for doing it. Since I live on my own, which has been for 5 years, I don't do any of that anymore. Okay. And I go to the supermarket most days going, what shall I get today? And I don't get the chance to plan what I'm going to eat or any of this. So I'm going to listen quite intently to what you're going to say today because I might better pick up some tips.
Well, as in the last show, I mentioned that me and my family basically meal planned for the whole week. And Julian picked up on this and he said, well, why don't we do something about this? So where I'm going to start is meal planning saves our family. You know, we went from £110 a week to £60 a week. And all we did was sit down and say, right, what do we fancy? How can we budget and how can we save money? Because what we were finding when we were going to the supermarkets is we were just putting everything in there. Supermarkets are very clever, as in, you know, they know how to get people to buy things that you don't actually want. And the worst thing you can do is go shopping on an empty stomach. You know, I've done it many a times.
Yes.
And you just fill the basket up with loads. So all we do is sit down every week and we say what do we like, and it saves a lot of time and reduces the stress of trying to figure out what to cook each day. I spend less time being picky since I know exactly what I need to buy, and spend less time cooking since I can batch cook meals ahead of time.
Mm.
You know, so, you know, if a recipe says this will serve four people, I'll do that rather than doing a recipe that serves two people, because when I am stretched with time and work, you know, the catering industry does demand a lot of you and you have to be flexible. I'll cook a batch meal and then I'll top it up, the two extra portions, put it in the freezer, and then I'll say to Melissa, my fiance, just get something out of the freezer, so which she can do if I'm at work.
Yeah.
The key strategy to being healthy really is meal planning. So you've got to really think about what you want to do, and you know, there's probably, you know, it's summer, everybody's probably in at festivals and eating out of burger van and so on, and you know, you got to balance it up really. So you've really got to think about what you want to eat, really. So
yeah. So when you go shopping, what do you go shopping, like once a week?
Yeah, we do it once a week.
Yeah. So when you go, what do you think about? You think sort of roughly these are the sorts of things that I know that I like, my family like. And you said in your write up you sent me earlier is that you don't have to think when you go around the supermarket, okay, I'm gonna have this on Monday and this on Tuesday and this on Wednesday.
No, the best
thing you can get lots of different things, and yes, you can decide what you're gonna have on the day.
Yeah, so basically the best thing to do is write your meal plan. So don't basically go and write a meal plan and say Monday I'm having this, Tuesday I'm having that. What you want to do is come up with a list of breakfast things, a list of lunch things, and a list of dinner things, and then just put a list of five to six. So see, I'll do it for 6 days, because I always know on a Sunday we'll have a roast dinner with the family, and yeah, you know, it's a big thing really. We all meet up and have the family dinner, but make a list and then day by day choose what you want, what you feel like on the day. And that's the best thing to do, because if you get into the mode of being regimented, you become bored with it, and that's the biggest thing you don't really want to do.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
But even if you can't be bothered to go to the supermarket, if you can't be bothered to you know, cook or wash up at the end of the day, you know, think about using slow cookers, so to speak. There's some great recipes out there and it's easily done, and there's even companies out there who've started up. I've got a friend, Spencer, who used to be a chef, and now he's set up his own company where called YOLO Foods, and he's actually delivering meals to what people want to the house, so to speak. So all you do is wash a tub up or throw it in the bin. So there's lots out there to help you eat healthy. It's whether how you want to go about it. Me personally, I prefer to go to the farm shops, do my shopping there.
Yeah.
And the best thing about farm shops is they've got a smell. They've got a smell of freshness.
Yeah.
And it smells so beautiful. To me as a chef, I walk in and I just get an instant hit of smell of fresh food. Whereas when I go to the supermarkets, it feels like a farm. You know, it feels like, you know, you're just being chained out, get them in, get them out. Whereas when you go to places in the area like La Hogue, Gog Magog, Darwin Nurseries, they're all great places. And the best thing is with myself is that I'm taking my son, who's now a toddler, he's nearly turning two, Noah, and we're going together, we're interacting with each other, and I'm talking about food and he's making noises.
Yeah.
it's so exciting to just go and try the fresh food, if you know what I mean, and smell it before you buy it.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think that's important. And you hear stories. There's a story in the news a few months ago about certain children were asked where certain fruit and vegetables come from, and they don't have a clue. And so if you go to these places where you can actually see them being grown or see them fresh, and you can learn about food how it's developed.
Learning the young ones about food nowadays is key importance, really, because, you know, nobody really knows what to do. We've kind of lost our way over the few decades of like how we can use ingredients to the best that we can. And as a chef, if we get a whole lamb or cow in, I want to use every part of it, and respect to that cow that's died, to use every part of it rather than throw anything away, really. Stop taking it for granted and realise that, you know, we need to use everything we can and use as best we can, really.
Yeah. So talking about things that are in season in the summer, what's out there at the moment? What's really good that you would recommend?
I'll tell you what, summer season is the best time of the year because you've got everything vegetable-wise at peak season. I've got my own raised beds at home, which I grow. Leeks, carrots, courgettes, butternut, squash, peas, raspberries, onions. I've even got a greenhouse full of tomatoes at the moment. So you've got loads of healthy produce at the moment. You can have a grow it yourself. It's hard work, but it's quite enjoyable. It's great exercise for the body. Or you can go to the farm shops and, like I said, get the best smell and so on. So using all that, really, and everything's in peak season at the moment. So
okay, yeah. We'll take a break, we'll come back, and then we'll mention some specific things that you can eat at different times of the day in this style. We're going to play a track that you've requested for the guys that you work with.
Yeah, just giving a shout out to Jason, Tom and Graham. Just thank you for all your support and supporting me as a chef. You do a great job. Thank you very much, as well as, you know, the rest of the team, really. Lee, Manuela, my head chef Sean, and, you know, my general manager Noel, who helps me develop my career, really. So thank you very much.
Brilliant. This is Lynyrd Skynyrd and Sweet Home Alabama. Sweet Home Alabama, if I can say it right, and it's by Lynyrd Skynyrd. We'll come back with Jamie in a second. We're going to look at some suggestions of good meals to have at breakfast, lunch and dinner in a few minutes' time.
Cambridge 105 Travel.
First though, Travel A14, earlier accidents was causing lots of delays because a lane had to be closed at Junction 20 for Ellington on the westbound stretch. Congestion still back to Junction 23 at Spittles, even though all lanes reopened a couple of hours ago now. A14 further up, Junction 30 Oakington, it's congested through to Junction 32 at Histon, and also affecting the M11 as well at the moment. That is because of the roadworks, narrow lanes and speed restrictions in operation there. On the eastbound stretch of the A14, one lane is now closed. There's queuing traffic due to an accident involving a lorry and a car. This is around Junction 26 for St Ives. Congestion back to the A1, the Junction 14 at Oldcombry at the moment. It's going to take you 50 minutes to get from the A1 through to Junction 26 at the moment. So that's travelling from out of our area, coming through up to Huntingdon and beyond. The M11, there's queuing traffic northbound at Junction 14. That's as the road merges with the A14 because of those earlier problems. There's also slow southbound on the M11 at Junction 10, Duxford, through to Junction 9 at Saffron Walden. And the A428, there's slow traffic and one lane's blocked due to a broken down vehicle just after the A1303 junction with St Neots Road. That's Maddingley. It's also busy there up to the Hardwick Junction. Lane 1 is closed at the moment. Usual congestion in the city centre. Roads not looking too bad though for the time of day, and all the trains are running on time, as are the buses and the planes at Stansted Airport. More travel for you shortly before 6.
Cambridge 105 Travel.
Cambridge 105. Want that authentic taste of great Chinese food right on your doorstep? At Zhonghua Snacks, that's exactly what we're about. Serving the best noodles, dumplings, steamed buns and traditional Chinese cuisine right here in Cambridge. And don't just take our word for it. We've ranked in the top 10 budget restaurants and cafes in Cambridge by The Guardian. We're open from 12 p.m. to 9 at night every day except Tuesday. Call Cambridge 354 573 or pop in and see our menu at 13 Norfolk Street. Zhonghua Snacks, your authentic Chinese takeaway in the heart of the city. Rating from The Guardian top 10 budget restaurants and cafes in Cambridge, December 2012.
Ask Wood Green any question you might have about your pet. From behaviour tips to health and well-being advice, our team can help you and your pet to live in harmony and get the best out of life. Call us on 0300 303 933 or visit our website woodgreen.org.uk/pet advice.
Every Saturday afternoon, Jack Swindlehurst and Matt Robinson bring you the latest scorelines from Cambridge United, Cambridge City and Histon. Plus, the latest from the Premier League.
Rebound in! Yes, he scored the rebound!
Unbelievable. Cambridge United.
Dunk drives forward and flashes a shot right across the goal, but no one can turn it in. Apparently, Barry Cole's been fist-pumping towards the habit.
105 Sport. Saturday afternoon at 3.
Cambridge 105. 20 to 6, the weekend warm-up coming up in 20 minutes' time. But first, the second part of our chat with Jamie Mountford, our 105 Drive chef. We talked about meal planning and the way that you can drastically reduce the amount of money that you're spending in the supermarket by just having a bit of thought about what it is that you're spending and planning out when you're going to eat it so that you're not buying loads of stuff and then throwing it away afterwards. And one of those ways of doing it is to come up with a meal plan for yourself. So we said earlier that you haven't got to go around the supermarket and think, OK, today's Friday, tomorrow's Saturday, tomorrow evening I will have and then go and buy that and whatever, because you might not feel like eating it when it comes around to that day. But there are lots of ways of coming up with ideas, but then having them ready to go on the day when you feel like eating them. So let's start with breakfast, because people perhaps guilty of maybe not even eating any breakfast or just having something very quick and on their way to work or whatever. There's lots of different things that you can have at breakfast, and particularly going back to what we mentioned earlier about things being in season, there's lots of fruit in season at this time of the year.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Particularly strawberries are having a bumper year this year, aren't they?
Oh, they're loving it.
There's lots of things that you can do at breakfast time. One of the suggestions that you've got is to mix fruit with yogurt.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, my mum used to do it as a child, you know, and, you know, breakfast is a healthy start to the day and is key to providing full brain power when you're going to work, really. Mm. So you want to have it at least an hour before you go to work. And so, you know, some of the things I do are strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, which blueberries are great for brain power, mixed with healthy flavoured yogurt. You know, you can have a low-fat yogurt and you can get there's so much range out there, yeah, with yogurts that you can flavour it with vanilla, toffee, wherever you want.
And this is a much healthier way of doing it rather than buying the perhaps already pre-flavoured yogurts, which can be very full of sugar and...
Oh, yes, they can be. But, yeah. You know, you've got guidelines on the packaging now, which, you know, you definitely should look at, because you think some products that you think that you're buying are healthy for you actually have a lot of sugar in them, yeah, or a lot of salt.
Yeah.
So definitely look at what you're actually buying. Mm-hmm. And other products for breakfast, I do overnight oats, which is a no-cook method to making porridge, basically. Instead of cooking your oats with liquid or on a stove or in the microwave, you mix rolled oats with liquid and other mix-ins and let it rest in the fridge overnight. In the morning, you have a pudding-like porridge that is perfect for easy grab-and-go breakfast. So if you're in a rush in the morning, I always find it, you know, I finish work late at night. In the morning, I'm half dead. Or, you know, just grab-and-go and just eat it when you just get to work or whatever, really.
So what can you mix into porridge? Because people will say, or some people might say, oh, porridge is boring, it doesn't taste of anything.
You can mix wherever you want. Nutmeg, you know, once again, you can do your berries, which we just spoke about, so you can combine the berries with the yogurt and put them straight in there, really. And whatever you put in there, it's just a creamier and denser, tastier porridge way of eating things, really, rather than going with the hot flavour.
Yeah.
And, you know, spices are the best thing. So if you go with cinnamon, you know, nut, nutmeg and so on. It's great. Play with your spice rack, definitely, and use yogurts. And there's a product out there called Quark, which is quite low in fat. It's cream cheese, basically, but right. it's not cream cheese. It's got low fat content, and it tastes just as good, really.
Okay, so. All right. And if you fancy something a bit different, an omelette is always good as well.
Yes. I love an omelette in the morning. So, you know, you stay with the vegetable side of things. You know, eggs are great in the morning. So, my favourite omelette is spinach, mushroom, cherry tomato, nutmeg omelette, finished with a splash of Tabasco. Yeah, so, you know, it gives you that kick in the morning and it wakes you up, really.
Yeah, definitely. So. Nutmeg is interesting because that's something that most regular people probably wouldn't think about chucking in an omelette, but because I guess you're a chef, you do experience and experiment with all of these flavours.
Play with everything. Yeah. You know, it's not a job to me, it's a hobby, definitely. Yeah. And, you know, my dad used to cook as a child, and he used to create these things called hodgepodges. And I was like, what's that, Dad? And he'd be like, well, it's just something I created.
It's just a load of things chucked together.
Yeah, it's a load of things chucked together. They're a bit like Bubble and Squeaky, really. The history of that is, you know, it was all the leftovers from Sunday roast. Yeah. So do not be afraid of experimenting. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And don't forget, everybody's tastes are different. So if you don't like it, somebody else might.
That's very true, yeah.
So, yeah, definitely.
All right, let's look at lunch then. Roast sweet potato, that's a superfood. Butternut squash, that's pretty good for you as well.
Yeah, carrot, chive, pineapple. And I do a poached salmon and wasabi soy couscous for my lunch. So the key to lunch, in my opinion, is something with starch and carbs to keep you full until you get home, to try and avoid snacking. You know, the biggest way to put on weight, or the biggest way to, you know, just snacking. You know, the snacking market is massive at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, there's a big push in snacking because people do it a lot more. You know, if you're bodybuilding or if you're exercising, it's great to do small meals and have about six of them a day. But bear in mind, if you're working on breakfast, lunch and dinner, make sure they're healthy meals that you can range out, really. So, you know, if you want to go, you can go two ways. You can do the three meals a day, or you can do small portions over every 2 hours or something, really. Yeah. But yeah, snacking.
For a lot of people, that's not really practical, though, is it?
Because,
you know, you're working or whatever,
But, you know, like I said, make sure it's starch or carbs.
Yeah, okay.
And it'll keep you full until you get home for dinner.
Yep.
So, yeah, and then another thing I do is BLT pasta salad. So smoked bacon. I love a bit of smoked bacon. Smoked bacon's great. I prefer smoked products over...
Me too.
Oh, they're fantastic. Cosolettis, cherry tomatoes, cream cheese mixed with Greek yogurt and seasoning and a touch of paprika just to give it that colour and a bit more flavour. Once again, play with your spices. Mm. You know, spices are great. And then another thing I absolutely love is tuna nishwa salad. Green beans, red onions, tomatoes, artichokes, new potatoes, olives, mixed leaves, tinned tuna. I do prefer fresh if you can. But obviously budgeting when you're doing meal plan and so
although on. Although tin tuna is expensive as well.
Yeah, and I always go for the one and spring water rather than oils and so on, because it's better slimming and it's healthier for you, really. And I always do my soft-boiled eggs, obviously with a nishwa salad, for 6 minutes, because the centre's nice and runny. I love a bit of runny egg in the middle. Mm. It's a chef thing, I guess. I just love the runny egg, and it adds a bit more... moisture to the salad, really. So just always play with you know, when you're doing lunch, you want to be full until dinner time, really.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. And then, speaking of dinner time, what would you recommend?
Oh, dinner. So you finish work at the end of the day, last thing you want to do is go home for dinner, really, and cook and wash up. All you want to do is chill out with a glass of wine, you know, sit in front of the TV. So in my opinion, what we did about 6 months ago, we bought a slow cooker. And the best thing with this is that, you know, I will start work at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Melissa, my fiancée, will finish work at five. She'll go home. She'll go do the horses. She'll see to Noah, our son. And before she knows, it's 8 o'clock.
Yep.
And that's the only relaxing time. So what I'll do is set up the slow cooker, and then I'll just put something in just before I go to work or first thing in the morning. And when she gets home at night, once she's done, you know, what she needs to do, she will help herself to the slow cooker, really. And it's fantastic. Slow cooking is great. And, you know, you can prep it the night before. You can absolutely prep it the night before. You can get everything out of the way. Or you could do it first thing in the morning before you go to work, if you've got time, if you're an early riser.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all your washing and done, and then you can sit down with a glass of wine and so on. So things like, you can actually do lasagna with a mixed salad. So in my opinion, with lasagna, you can put it through the slow cooker. And the best part is using 5% fat mince, and this will keep the fat down. It'll keep it more healthier. And there's, like I said earlier, the product called Quark that you'll see on Tesco's or shelves in the dairy product area.
So you use that instead of what, the bechamel sauce?
Definitely. It's healthier. It's a lot more healthier. You know, like we said on the last show, you know, saturated fat, I love it. You know, I'm a chef. I love playing with it. But obviously, you've got to have that level. You've got to eat healthy as well as indulge at the weekend, to speak. And then, you know, have that with plenty of salad. But, you know, veg and fruit are fantastic for you. And then another thing I love to do at home is gammon steak, home-cooked wedges with Schwartz chip seasoning. Fantastic flavours. Once again, playing with spices again. Salt-baked pineapple. So salt baking is, I use, my recipe is 50% salt, 50% flour, water, mix it. Make a pastry dough, so to speak. Wrap the pineapple in it. Roast it in the oven for about an hour, the whole pineapple. And what the salt bait does is it keeps all the moisture into the pineapple. And then when you slice it, it's so juicy. And you can pan fry this. It's absolutely a different way to cook pineapple. You know, classically, fish was salt baked. Keep it nice and moist and so on. Once again, it's like fish and chips, I guess. You know, we used to throw away the batter and eat the fish. You know, and, you know, that's a healthy thing to do. If you're eating fish and chips, take away the batter, eat the fish. It's still just as good for you. It's protein. It's great. And then I do spinach and poached eggs with a rocket salad for dinner. It's healthy. It's summery. It's not too heavy either. You know, it's great. And then another thing I'll do is in the slow cooker, this can be slow cooked as well, corn vegetable chili. And we actually do this at work, actually. And, you know, onion, garlic, chili, coriander, cumin, paprika, peppers, kidney beans, chopped tomatoes. Once again, you've got spices, it's all fresh veg. And then, you know, if you put it in the slow cooker in the morning, you can actually buy rice that is microwavable. And if you're feeling really playful, chop some fresh coriander, put it in a mixing bowl, put your rice in there, and you get the full flavour of the coriander. And it's fresh, it's flavourful, it's beautiful. So, yeah, you just play around, really, and, you know, use as many vegetables as you can. It's fantastic. And, you know, you feel less bloated throughout the week. You know, I sometimes skip meals, and, you know, I feel quite bloated sometimes. But when I really sit down and do a meal plan and get it organised, there's no bloatiness in sight. I'm so fixed, and, you know, it's all about what you put into your body, really.
Definitely.
So just try and get the most healthiest way, really. But also enjoy yourself at the weekends. Don't be scared to indulge. You know, come to the restaurant, let me cook for you. You know, it's just one of those things, really. It's fantastic. Just, you know, try to balance things out. A good life is a bad life. A bad life is a good life.
Exactly.
So to speak.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to put this interview up as a podcast. And what I might do is take some of these suggestions and put them on the website as well, so that people, if they want to try some of these things, then they can do. If you do try any, send a picture in, and we'll show Jamie next time.
Can I just congratulate the Blue Lion at Hardwick? The head chef is Stuart Tuck. They won Best Pub of the Year in Cambridge Food. And to the head chef at the Tack Room, who won Best Chef of the Year. So congratulations to him. Very hard work. And thank you to Blue Line, who supports me with the charity thing. So good luck with any progression that you go with.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Come back in a couple of weeks' time with Julian. He'll be back in 2 weeks' time. So he'll be gutted. He missed out on these sandwiches today, I'll tell you. Cheers, Jamie.